We are holding Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph on top. The Gemara said, Loish Nehochi, Loish Nehochi. That doesn't make enough kamina. Rashi says it means on the Kenisa, the Kronos, on the top of the Kerem, when it went in, where there was an Amma of 5 Tzvachim or 6 Tzvachim, that does not make enough kamina. The gift to the last territory we had was that the Pshat Tzvachim Potsik of the Chek Amma, that we count the Yisoid, was the height of the Yisoy Takadet, one Amma was the Bas Chomish, was 5 Tvachim. But that when the Amma Reichiv, means when it comes in the Kenisa, was an Amma of 6 Tvachim. So if the Gemara says like this, if so, Mizbeach Kamehevi, how tall was the Mizbeach?
We're going now
that the Amma of the Mizbeach was 6 Tvachim.
Just the bottom Amma of the Yisoid, the height of Yisoid was 5 Tvachim, and then the height of the Keren was also 5 Tvachim. So it comes out, Kam Hevi, what was the height of the Mizbeach? Chamishim V'timna, it was 58 Tvachim. In other words, most of them had 6, just 2 Amas had 5. So it comes out, it was 58 together, by 60 minus 2. And so, Palgid Mizbeach, where's the Chut HaSikra, where's the half line of the Mizbeach? Come heaven, Esrim Fetisha, 29 Tvachim, that's the middle point of the Mizbeach. Now, Mikronos Yat Saiviv, how far down was it from the top, the Kronos until the Saiviv? Mikronos Yat Saiviv, come heaven, Esrim Atlosa, it was 23 Tvachim down. If so, Kame Botse Lepagad Mizbeach, how far off is this from the Chut HaSikra? Shisha, it was 6 Tvachim below. In other words, the Seivev really was 6 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra. So comes out very good then. What's none we learned. In also Lamata Miraglov, when the Kohen was standing on the Seivev with the Eilas Oif, that's supposed to be on the top of the Chut HaSikra, even if he makes the Mitzvah Adam underneath his feet, Afilu Amma Achas Ksheira, even though he comes down one Amma, 6 Tvachim, still is Ksheira. So comes out very good, because the Chut HaSikra was 6 Tvachim below the Seivev. And they can only have a proof of this also. The Siddur Pasuk says, Cheko Amo V'yama Reichev Shma Mina. So Rashi says that they can only have the proof is, because once it says Cheko Amo, it says the word Amo after the Chek, and when it says V'yama Reichev, the Yama before the Seivev. So Shma Mina, that the two different Shirim. So Rami, one Taka, the Seivev, the Yisoid, was 5 Tvachim tall, but by the Seivev, that Taka was 6 Tvachim. So that's how we come out with the Cheshbon, everything comes out very good. Now the Gemara says, the Kama Amma Beninis, how tall, what was an Amma, middle-sized Amma? Amr Rabbi Yechanan, 6 Tvachim, 6 Tvachim, that was called the middle. A small one would be 5, and Mashma, there was even bigger than 6, so the middle one is called 6 Tvachim. Amr Rabbi Yose Bar Avin, Afana Namatnina, we also learn like this, that it says, Rabbi Meir, Amr Rabbi Meir says, HaShulchan was Orkoi Shnei Mosa, it was long 12 Tvachim, Baruch Vashisha, and it was wide 6. Rashi says, and Shaminul Rabbi Meir, the Yom Liel, Kol Amma is Chayiv Beninis, that all the Yamas on the Mishkan was Beninis, Amma Beninis Hainu Bashesh. Because the Shulchan was an Amma wide and 2 Amas long, so you see clearly that it was 6 Tvachim. Now the Gemara says, Mechlau Dehevi Amma Denofish Minei, if 6 Tvachim is called an Amma Beninis, Mashma, there were Ammas that were even bigger, longer than 6. The Rashi is like, but to me, where do we find longer than 6? So Gemara says, yes, I'll tell you, in, yes, we find that. For your Tanan, a proof of this, like this, we learned, a Mishnah in Klayim, that says like this, that Shtei Ammas Hoyi B'Shushan Abira. There were 2 Amas in the Shushan Abira. Rashi says, Makolos Hoyisham. They were like staffs, that they used to use them to measure off the Amas. And Shushan Abira, Rashi says, that was a cheder echad, one room, that was built there on the Shara, the Mizrach, on the east gate of the Azara. And they used to have pictures there of Shushan Abira. We'll soon see why. Now, these 2 sticks, is 2 Makolos there, Achas Alker Mizrach Tzvonis. One was on the corner there of the east, north. The Yachas, Akerim, Mizrachas, Remus. One was on the east, south. Now, Shalkerim is Rochus Tzvon, is one on the east, north, Yisrael, Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzba. Moshe's Amo was six Tvochim. This was six Tvochim plus a Chatzi Etzba. So you see, there's a little bit bigger than six Tvochim. Now, Shalkerim Mizrochus Roimus, the staff that was on the corner of the Mizrochus Roimus, the east, south, side, Hoisi Yisrael was even bigger than the first one, another Chatzi Etzba. So Nimtzev, it comes out that this one was Yisrael Shal Moshe. This Amma was longer than Moshe's Amma, which was only six Tvachim. This was an Etzba. This was six Tvachim plus an Etzba. So we find a bigger Amma than just six Tvachim. Therefore, six Tvachim is called a Benini. Now, Vlom Amma, why was it said, Achas Gedol V'Achas Ketana? Why taka these two staffs, these two measuring sticks? Why was one a little bit longer than the other one? Kedei sheheya umnin, that the work is there, noitlam biktana, that they have to take something out of the Beis Hamikdash, they should measure it in the smaller stick. Umachzirin b'gedela, and when they have to return it, they should return it with the bigger stick, with the bigger measuring. And order, kedei shelo yavoylo b'mila, they should not come to have any hanor at all from Hegdish. And Tony speaks out that Mila really is Lavdavka, it just means to say they didn't want to have any enjoyment at all from Hegdish. And now the Gemara is for Tarti Lomali. How come they have two measuring sticks? Like, first we say, true, you had the measurement of Moshe, that was a regular Amma of six Tvachim, and then you had these two sticks bigger. One was a Chatzi Etzba bigger, one was a complete Etzba bigger. So we have a bigger measuring in order to return it more than we took. But still, what do we have to have two bigger ones for than Moshe? It would have been enough to have just one bigger. For Tarti Lomali, Tzumar says, yes, Chodah Lekaspa Dhava. One was when we're measuring off gold or silver. For Chodah LeBinyona. And one when we're measuring off, stand for the binyan for building things, the building material, not the gold and silver. So there, in this one, it was bigger, complete etzba. Tzumar says, Tanan Hosam, we have the Mishnah in Midois, that Shar HaMizroch, on the east gate of the Beis HaMikdash, all of Shushan HaBira Tzura, they were like pictures of the Shushan HaBira. My time, what's the reason? How come they have to have pictures of Shushan HaBira? So it's Machlokes Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Chadama 1 says, Kedei Sheyedu Meichen Bo, that they should be reminded, from where did they come? They came from Pras, and they should always go and give Haidor, give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he saved us from Shushan HaBira. So that's why I was there, to remember to praise Hashem like. That's what one Mandiyom says. The Chadam 1 says, Kedei Shetei Emes, Malchus Aleim, that no, even now, they should always have fear of the Malchus. They should be, that should have the fear of the Malchus of Pras right now. Omer Rabbi Yanai, Yani also says like this, that the Olam Tei Emas Malchus Alecha. Should always have the fear of the power of the king over them. Shenemah, the Pasuk says in Shemais, Vayerdu Kol Avodecha Eilo Elai Vishtachavu Li Lema. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe, told Paro, it's going to come that all your Avodim, all your people are going to come to bow down to me. But V'ilu L'didei Loi Komalei. But Moshe did not say to Paro himself that you yourself would also come bow down to me. Even though that's what happened at the end, the Paro came running for Moshe. But still, that's covered on Malchus, he didn't want to say it. Another proof is, Reb Yechlin Omer Meyachov, in this pasuk, Shenemah says, V'yad Hashem hoysel Eliyo, the hand of Hashem was by Eliyo, the Yishon HaMoster by girding himself, V'yoros of Meyachov, and Eliyo, the Novi, went to run by the front of the king, Ad Barucho Yisraelo. Mashmi had covered Malchus, he went to run by the side of the king. Now another pasuk in the Cheskel says, V'yoleyu l'trufa, that the leaves will heal you. And this talking about Rashi says, Losad Lava, Yibayim Moshe Mashiach. So what does the pasuk mean to say? So Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Machlokes, Chadama 1 says, L'hata Peh L'shelamala. If anybody couldn't speak, his mouth was closed, Yibayim Moshe Mashiach, these trees will heal you. You'll be able to talk. Pachadama 1 says it means Lahato Peshalamato, meaning if Anisha was an Akoro, she couldn't have children, then she'll be able to have children. Itmi we learned Chiskiyom Alahata Pe'ilmin, that it means that the Ola Trufa, that eventually all the Ilmam, all the dumb people will be able to talk. And it's the same now in Isha, that couldn't have children, eventually should be able to have children. Tana Rabbanan, Ilu Nemo, the Pesuk would have said in Vayikra, V'lokachta Seiles V'yafisa Oysa Shteim Esrei Chalas. Take this amount of flour and bake for the lechem upon him, bake 12 chalas out of it. V'sam toysom, and make from it shtei marachas, two piles. The Pesuk would have just said that, make 12 and make two piles. V'loy neman, the Pesuk would have not said sheish, like on each pile there should be six and six. And the question is, was the Pesuk have to say it for pshita? No, the Pesuk wouldn't have said it. Ha'yisiyayimayim maybe would have said achas shelarba, v'yachas shel shemayna, that you have been able to make these two piles, one of four chalas, one of eight chalas. V'kach neman, therefore the Pesuk has to say clearly, sheish, no, each pile has to be six chalas. Now, right again, Vilu nema shtayim marochas. The Pesuk would have just said, make two piles. Sheish hamarochas, and you have to have six on each pile. For lo nema, the Pesuk wouldn't have said altogether. It's shtei mesrit, 12. And look, what do you have to say 12 for? Pshit, if it says 2 and 6, each one, I know it's 12. Maybe no, the Gemara says. Hayisiyem, I would have said to say, maybe sholosh shel sheish, maybe you have to make six rows of six apiece. So maybe altogether there are 18 chalas. Therefore, shtei mesrit, the Pesuk has to say, no, there are only 12 chalas. Now again, the Pesuk would have just said, Vilu nemar, shtei mesrit chalas. You have to have 12 chalas. Umarochois, and you have to have piles. V'lo nemar, shtayim. And it wouldn't have said, two of sheish, two piles of six apiece. Ha'yisayim, I would have said like this. Shloisho, shel arba'ava. The Pesuk just would have said, you have to have 12 chalas and piles. Maybe you have to make three piles, four and four and four. But kachnem, whatever the Pesuk has to say, clearly no. Shtayim, you have to have two piles, v'sheish, and each one has to have six and six. So therefore, the maskoner is, ho'ach lo yerm o'gimu mikroes halolu. If we would not have these three psukim teaching us exactly that you have to have 12 and two piles and six and six, le lo madnu, I would not know exactly how it's supposed to be. Now the Gemara explains, okay, said, how was it done? That noisen shtayim marochas, used to make two piles, shel sheish sheish. That's the way it's supposed to be. And therefore, v'yim nosen acha shel arba v'yacha shel shemayna l'yotze, chlami, not yotze the mitzvah. That's not going to be six and six and not four and eight. What's going to be shtayim shel sheva sheva? Let's say they make two piles of seven seven, they do more than they're supposed to. So what's the locha? So it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, Royin Esel Yoyna Kiluena. We look as if the top chal on each row, as if it's not there, and still will be kosher. For the more why, Ivo Abinim, we need Venosa to Al, you have to put on top of the lechem the bezichim. So it has to be on top of the top chal, not on top of the seventh one, it's like a chatitza. Or Malay Rav Chizda, the Rav Hamnunas, Rav Chizda is back to Rav Nuna, no. For Yarmulan, some say, Rav Hamnunas said, Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. That Rebbe the time Rebbe goes according to his own time. The Yomah that Rebbe holds, Al B'Samach, when it says, put the Bezichim al Alechem, it does not mean on top of the Lechem, that's on top of the sixth one, but Al means B'Samach next to it, on the side of it, on the Shulchan itself. So even though you have seven Chalis, it could be the Bezichim is no Chatzitza, because it was on the side of them. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, when the Pesuk says, V'Nosat Al Hamarocho, Almarechas Levoina Zakom. Al means Besomech, not that it has to be on top of the Lechem, but on the side of the Lechem. So more says, Atoimi, you tell me, Al means Besomech next to it. Oyeina, maybe not that way, Al Mamish. Maybe Al means Mamish on top of it. Kishuim, when the Pesuk says, Vesakoisa al Oren, Esa Proiches, that you should cover up the Oren with the Proiches. So have Yom of Nis, we see, even though the Pesuk says Al, does not mean on top, the Perechus was not on top of the Oren, but rather the Samach is on the side, next to the Oren. So see, the Lashon of Al also means next to on the side of it. Here, now it says in the Mishnah, Kol HaKelum Shebe Mikdosh, all the Kelum in the Mikdosh, Orkon was according to the Orech of the Bayis. The length of the Keli was according to the length of the Beis HaMikdosh. Tanu Rabbanan, what like this? Kol HaKelum Shebe Mikdosh, all the Kelum in the Beis HaMikdosh, Orkon, the length of them, was Liorkel Shabayis. It was between Mizrach and Maariv, the length of the Mizbeach, of the Beis Hamidrash. Now, Chutz excluding Me'oren, from the Yoren HaKodesh, She'orkoi, the length of the Yoren, was L'rochpoi, Shel Bayis, was according to the width of the Bayis. And the Kach HaYamunach, this is the way it was put down, the Kach HaYubadav Munachim, that's the way also the Badim was Munach. The staffs, like the sticks that you hold up the Yoren with, they're also Munach that way. Samura says, my come, what does the Braisa mean to say? Hochi come, this is what it means to say. Kach HaYamunach, what is the way the Oren was, that the length of the Oren was according to the width of the bias. Why? Mi de badav kach hoyimunachiv, that since the badim was that way, that's the proof how the Oren was. Now, u badav minolan, how do we know to say the badim, the staffs, taka, they went according to the length of the bias? Tani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Vayarichu habadim, that the badim, the staffs, the poles that held up the Oren, that was like long. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Loihoyu noigim apreiches, maybe even though they were long, they did not reach the preiches that was mavdu between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. Talmudav, the Pasuk says, Vayiru, no, they could see it. Even Vayiru, if you tell me you could see the staffs, the poles, Yochel, maybe a mekoroyim apreiches, maybe like the staffs, like cut through the preiches, like a hole there. The yoitzim and the staffs, when it came through, Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says and teaches us, Talmud Leimah, lo yiro hachutza, you cannot see the badim outside the preiches. If so, how does it come out? How was the badim? The badim was,